This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Oh Lord. Father, I love you so much. I declare it before I even speak. I love you. Father, your forgiveness is so great. Your grace so amazing. And Lord, that every mouth and every tongue would declare now their love for you. Beloved, just tell the Lord how much you love him, how much he means to you. For the heavens are open. The Spirit of the Lord is filling me and you to overflowing right now. For that is who he is. Thank you, Jesus. In the 12th chapter of Romans and the 6th verse, Paul declares this. In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. Paul here in Romans 8 goes through a list of different things. He talks about serving. He talks about teaching. He talks about encouraging. He's talking about a gift of giving generously. And then he talks about leadership. And then he mentions a gift of kindness. So there are these spiritual gifts God has given us. And the word says, in his grace. And I cannot skip over that word. I cannot possibly skip over that word without looking at what grace is. And I've made this statement before, but grace is the love of God shown to the unlovely. The peace of God given to the restless. The unmerited favor of God. In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. So two things there. When we realize that perhaps we've got a gift, then we've got to speak out. We cannot be silent. Quite a few people have given me prophetic words. And quite a few times, none of that prophecy has come to fruition. And so therefore, weighing that prophetic word that I was given as to its validity becomes fairly simple because it doesn't happen. I've noticed this as well. Sometimes you'll get a prophetic word or so-called prophetic word, and it's very harsh. And as you listen to it, you realize, although it's harsh, there's something missing. And what is missing is love. The love of God is missing. When my dad used to tell me off as a child, he would tell me off. He'd be quite angry. But in his anger, there was safety, and I felt safe. And I felt secure because I knew my dad loved me. The love was there, very evidently. Sometimes you get a prophetic word and it doesn't sit right with you. You think, not sure about this. And then you know that that word perhaps isn't coming from the Holy Spirit, but it's coming from the person themselves, because they want to give you a message that is their message and not the message of Almighty God. And then sometimes you get a prophetic word and you know that you know that you know that you know that it's come from your Father. And he's speaking to you very clearly and very loudly. Circumstances happen in life, and all of a sudden you realize God is talking to you. And he's been trying to get your attention, but you have been turning your face away and not listening. Lord, I'm listening. I am listening, Father. You know, if you are fortunate to be able to prophesy, if God has given you that ability, sometimes there's fear attached to it because you're too scared to operate in that gifting that God has given you, and you're too scared to because you don't want to make a mistake. And you think to yourself, this prophetic gifting is for me, but I'm not sure. So therefore your faith level drops to the floor. You know, one time I was in church some years ago. Oh, it must have been about 20 years ago now. I was in church. And as I was in church, I felt an overwhelming urge to bring a public tongue. I was speaking in tongues in public. And I knew that if that comes from Almighty God, then someone will translate. And no one translated. And I never did it again. I never ever did that again. Because it wasn't translated. And therefore I know that it didn't come from Almighty God. I was told when I was at Bible college that I would be a preacher. A teacher. And I never believed it. I said, nope, that's never going to happen. Oh boy, how wrong could I be? Beloved, if you have the gifting of prophecy, Paul is urging you to speak out with as much faith as God has given you. And so therefore, if there is fear in speaking out, then surely today's message is this: an increase of faith and an understanding of His grace. An increase in faith and an understanding of His grace. I want to pray, for I know I'm speaking to you, and I know this is changing your whole perception, and I know the Holy Spirit is filling you full of His love, His joy, His peace, and you know this message is coming direct from the throne room. For God wants to increase your faith so that you can operate in the gifting that He has given you. I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father, I pray in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ that you would pour out more faith upon your beloved as you fill them full of your love, your joy, and your peace. Father, pour out more faith, I pray, for your beloved child, so that they can begin to operate in the gifting that you have given them. I pray in the wonderful name of Jesus. And as we are in contemplation, let's just look at this once more. What grace actually is. For I want to burn this into the deep recesses of your heart. Grace is the love of God shown to the unlovely, for we are all unlovely, beloved. The peace of God given to the restless. For at this moment, Father, I need your peace and your love and your joy. The unmerited favor of God. And as you sense His grace, His love, His joy, His peace, sense also the increase in faith that God Himself is building into your life so that you can operate in the gifting that He has given you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.